If my younger self was to see all I was doing now, I'm pretty sure she would freak out. I used to be someone who hated scheduling my days. I didn't want to be binded to a schedule because I felt like it would take away all my freedom. So a day in the life of me a few years ago would consist of me waking up, scrolling on social media, strolling out to the kitchen, very groggy. And I would spend the rest of my day being very unproductive, getting distracted on my phone. And now some would say to this, oh, well, at least you have freedom, which is what I thought at this time. But freedom in this way does not make you happy because I was not enjoying it. Self-discipline can actually enhance your life if you let it, because sometimes when we, you know, don't have a schedule and we're just doing whatever we want, it can feel good in the moment. But then in the long run, you're like, why did I spend hours on my phone? You know? But self-discipline can really enhance our lives if we let it. And if we let it, meaning if we create a schedule to where we're balancing our priorities in life, which is exactly what we're going to be talking about today. So right now, I have quite a bit going on in my life. I'm a full-time student taking 14 credits. I work at my job almost 30 hours a week. I have my social media. I have my podcast and other projects. And then I have martial arts and working out 6 to 7 times per week, socializing with friends, spending time with my boyfriend, and of course, saving the most important, the best for last, time with God. Now, I don't say all of this to be like, oh, like I have so much going on, but I say all of this to encourage you that no matter what you're doing right now, maybe you have so much on your plate, maybe you are just kind of having a calmer season of life, maybe you don't even know what you're doing and everything is all over the place in life. You know, wherever you are at, you can find a way to go from chaos and having, you know, no schedule to finding that consistency and finding that balance in life. Now, the first thing I wanted to mention is how self-discipline needs to be embraced. If you want to be successful in life, you want to actually enjoy the journey. Giving yourself unlimited amounts of freedom, like I said, is really not going to make us happy in the long run. It is way too easy these days to sit on your phone all day, order takeout, and like not leave the house and not get anything done. And because our world is so easily accessible and everything's just kind of easy, like it's kind of making us lazy, we need to fully commit to embracing self-discipline, embracing doing what is hard so that life will be easier. One of my favorite quotes is, if you do what is hard, life will be easy, but if you do what is easy, life will be hard. This really meaning that, well, exactly what I said. If you do what is hard now, it's going to pay off in the long run. So anyway, that first step is having that mindset of self-discipline can enhance your life. Now, when balancing all we have to do in our lives and making sure that we're putting full effort into everything we want to do, we need to prioritize our activities. And prioritizing your activities can look different in each season. So typically I look at a few months ahead in my life or a few weeks. Typically it's about a few months because I think that things in my life as far as school and work goes are staying pretty consistent for a few months and then they may shift around a bit, but for the most part I'm looking at a few months. But my main priority always is going to be growing my relationship with Jesus, because if you do not have this, you are not building your life on solid foundation. But making something your number one priority, like this, doesn't mean it's the thing you spend the most time on. Because unfortunately, and obviously for most of us, we cannot be in the Bible for 8 hours a day. You know, instead, I'm at work or I'm doing schoolwork. That wouldn't work for most of us. But making God your number one priority means, okay, yes, you're spending time with him daily, whatever that looks like for you, whether it's 20 minutes or an hour. But the number one priority means he's on the forefront of your mind. You know, when you're making a decision during the day, he comes to your mind. When you're having negative thoughts, you remind yourself of God's promises. Anytime you want to say yes to going out with friends or going to an event, you think about, is this in line with what God wants for me? You know, are these people some people that God has placed in my life to, you know, spend time with or to realize that I need to focus my attention elsewhere? Now, after prioritizing my relationship with God, I value my relationships with my friends. And, you know, my boyfriend is going to be at the forefront of my mind when making decisions because we want to be on the same page. That's how that relationship is going to grow and cultivate. But obviously, I have responsibilities that need to get done. And, you know, we all do daily life things. So my main thing right now is really school. And then from there, I have work. And then I have creating content and my podcast in there as well. But let's actually walk through putting together a schedule because I feel like this is something that I was stuck on at first. I had no clue where I was even going to start. So at the beginning of each week, typically Mondays, I go through everything I have to do. And what really helps me is having two separate types of things to do. I have the things that stay the same, typically week to week, which is my work schedule, my workout schedule, and spending time with God. And then I have the activities that change from week to week, which involves schoolwork, you know, what assignments I have to do, how long it's going to take, content on social media, and my podcast, plans with friends, and also relaxing because my time to relax may vary depending on what I have to do that week. And so what's really helped with balancing my life, going back to this first one, is having non-negotiables. So that's the stuff that stays the same week to week for the most part. For instance, I work out at the same time throughout the week. So in the morning, I wake up and I know I'm going to go to the gym. Like, I know already. It's not even a question in my mind of, am I going to go to the gym today? Like, no, I just go. Of course, I have rest days, but I am going to the gym on the days I tell myself I'm going to go. And then also reading my Bible. I'm going to do that in the morning and at night. Sometimes it's either or. And then I'm going to go to church on Sundays. I always have that. And I have my Bible study after that I go to. And then my work schedule, that stays the same. So if you kind of see, I have these non-negotiables where these things I do, they are concrete into my week. Maybe things change occasionally due to like traveling or, you know, stuff that comes up in life, little challenges here and there. But for the most part, these are pretty concrete. And this helps me set my week up so much easier. So what you can do and what I do is in my calendar, I have these activities that are the ones that stay the same typically, already in my calendar that repeat each week. And I use Google Calendar just because I find that it works the best. But when I look on my calendar on Mondays, say when I'm, you know, creating my schedule for the week, I already have my workouts and my work and, you know, everything else that's concrete in there. And from here, I can look at, you know, what times are available in my week. And I can schedule out all I have to do for that week specifically. So we went over the stuff that's concrete in the week. As far as by week to week, what I do is on Mondays, I write down everything I have to do for the week in an app called Notion. And I keep my checklists here. It just really helps me to organize my life. But that's a whole nother thing. Notion is a productivity software. Pretty cool. I would look it up if you're wanting to like organize your life better. It's pretty much my second brain. But anyway, I go there to write down all the things I have to do for the week. And I will then put that into sections, into different categories. So I have my school category and my personal category, work category. And I'm going to then put all of those little assignments I have to do or the content that I, you know, I'm going to create. I'm putting that in my schedule for the week. So an example of my day, say it's a Friday. I'm going to wake up, go to the gym. I'm going to then start doing homework. Now, this is going to look a little bit different depending on what assignments I have due that week. So obviously I'm going to have that scheduled. And typically every day, I'm also going to look at what specifically I have to do. Because when I schedule my weeks on Monday, sometimes I'm a little bit broad. I'll generalize on Fridays that I'm going to do homework. But that day, I'm going to go into specifically what I'm going to do. So say Friday, I went to the gym, I have homework, then I'm going to spend time with a friend. Now, after we're done with putting in those priorities for the week, like my schoolwork, which is what I mentioned, I really like scheduling my relaxation time and my time with friends, because this is something that can get overlooked when you're working really hard or you're spending a lot of time on schoolwork or at work. You want to make sure you spend time to relax and you make that. So I will put that into my schedule, like, okay, this day I'm going to relax. And another thing that's so important to remember is having flexibility. I think sometimes we can get so caught up in making this schedule, making this calendar, that we kind of get so strict with it that if anything in our day changes, you know, everything just falls apart. So the other day, I stayed up late with friends, and you know those nights where you just have really good conversation? Like, it's really nice. You want to keep having that conversation. And sometimes I'm going to sacrifice sleep for that. But I ended up waking up a little bit later that morning, which I didn't want to do. I had on my calendar I was going to wake up earlier, meaning 6. I didn't get up till 8. And those 2 hours are really important to me. So anyway, I get up, and instead of getting mad at myself that, oh, like I didn't follow my calendar, instead I'm going to say, okay, you know, I'm just rolling with it. I'm still going to get done what I can. So I got up, I went to go work out. And did I start my homework a little bit later? Yes, I did. But it was worth it for the time I had with my friends. I didn't get everything I needed to done that day, but I still felt good about myself. Which is why, going into another little thing, setting a daily highlight is super awesome. Now, setting a daily highlight, or one thing you want to, or in other words, one main thing you want to get done that day. Now, obviously, we have more than one thing to get done in a day for the most part, but your daily highlight is going to be the one thing that would be really great if you did do. So for instance, today, that was recording this podcast. That was the one thing I really needed to put all my energy and effort into. And this can allow for a little flexibility, because say you don't get some of the other stuff done that you wanted to, at least you got this one thing done. When it comes to making a schedule, this is really how you are going to balance your life, by getting your priorities in line, understanding what you need to do, and then laying them out for the week, whether you like writing it out or putting it in a calendar online. But whatever it is, you need to have this structure, because that's going to allow you to have that self-discipline. And having your days scheduled out also can help so much with procrastination and just being distracted on your phone. When I am so busy that I have everything time blocked, like, okay, 6:30 to 8:30, I work out, and then I go eat breakfast, and then 9:30 to 3, I'm going to do homework, and obviously I'm going to take breaks in between there and eat and such, but, you know, and then after that, I'm going to work on my podcast, and then I'm going to relax and have dinner. Having these specific time blocks allows me to stay off my phone and not get distracted by scrolling, because you have your day set up. You are so busy that you cannot fit scrolling for an hour into your day. So if you're wanting to get off your phone, if you're wanting to not procrastinate anymore, make yourself busy. And busy with the right things. I don't mean, you know, just taking on everything and saying yes to everything and overwhelming yourself, but scheduling out your days and making time to relax, because making time to relax is especially important. But overall, I hope you take away from this that scheduling out your days can really help you balance your life, and self-discipline can really just enhance your life. And if you do want to hear more on my life and how I'm balancing all of these things, DM me and let me know if you want to hear another episode on this or what you want to hear specifically. I know that sometimes life is going to have its challenges, and while we can't have everything in our control, Because believe me, I've tried. It does not work out. God is in control. While we can't have everything in our control, we can control the controllable. We can look at our time and see how we can make the most of it. Because time is the one thing you cannot get back. So with that, I hope you enjoyed this podcast episode. And if you did, make sure to follow for more and share this podcast with a friend if it was helpful to you. But besides that, I really hope you do look at your week and are able to schedule out your time and make the most of it so we can really create a life we love together.